Have you ever snapped at someone you love over something trivial, then immediately wondered, why did I do that? Or perhaps you've watched yourself sabotage an opportunity because anxiety whispered lies you believed without question. Here's a startling truth. Most of us navigate life as emotional passengers rather than drivers. We react instead of respond, letting feelings dictate actions without realizing we're running on autopilot. But what separates people who thrive under pressure from those who crumble isn't intelligence, education, or even talent. It's emotional resilience. This isn't some mystical quality reserved for the naturally zen or spiritually enlightened. It's a learnable skill, built through specific habits that anyone can develop. Between every trigger and your reaction lies a space, a brief window where transformation becomes possible. Learning to widen that space changes everything. We've mastered emotional disguise. How are you? Fine, even when we're drowning. We cover hurt with anger, mask fear with bravado, hide disappointment behind indifference. This camouflage doesn't protect us, it imprisons us. Consider road rage. Someone cuts you off, fury erupts. But examine your feelings and you'll discover something surprising. That anger isn't about the reckless driver. Beneath it lies anxiety about being late, fear of your boss's reaction, or residual tension from an earlier argument. The traffic incident simply provided a convenient target for emotions already simmering. Beyond acknowledgement lies radical responsibility. We've developed a habit of emotional victimhood. They made me angry. You're stressing me out. These phrases contain a dangerous lie, that external circumstances control your internal state. The truth? Nobody makes you feel anything. Your emotions arise from your interpretation of events, not the events themselves. Every emotion carries valuable information. Fear signals a need for safety. Anger indicates violated boundaries. Sadness reflects compromised values. When I discovered my girlfriend had cheated, my initial response was righteous anger. But digging deeper, I found something more vulnerable, fear that I wasn't worthy of love. This realization showed me that rebuilding self-worth mattered more than punishing her betrayal. Emotionally resilient people don't avoid difficult emotions. They acknowledge what they feel, take responsibility, and search for the empowering message behind even painful feelings. Emotions don't just cause physical changes. The relationship runs both ways. Changing your body transforms your emotional state. Harvard professor Amy Cuddy found that holding expansive postures for 2 minutes creates measurable biochemical shifts. Testosterone increases 20% while cortisol drops 25%. The power pose, standing straight with shoulders back, chest out, feet shoulder width apart, doesn't just project confidence. It literally creates confidence through hormonal changes. Your body can't distinguish between real and fake confidence. Facial expressions work similarly. Participants holding pens in their mouths to activate smiling muscles rated cartoons significantly funnier than those with neutral faces. The physical act of smiling, even artificially induced, created genuine positive emotional responses. Slow, deep nasal breathing calms your nervous system within seconds. This body-emotion connection offers a powerful shortcut. While changing thoughts requires time and effort, changing physiology produces immediate results. When anxiety or depression strikes, straighten your posture, lift your chin, pull shoulders back, deepen your breathing, smile. These simple adjustments interrupt negative emotional patterns before they gain momentum. Two employees laid off the same day react differently. One despairs, "My life is over." The other sees opportunity, perfect timing to explore new industries. Same circumstance, radically different emotions. The difference? Their focus. Your focus acts like a spotlight, illuminating certain aspects while leaving others in darkness. Emotionally resilient people deliberately control their attention, asking, "What's good here? What can I learn? What's the next productive step?" This doesn't mean ignoring problems. It means choosing a focus that serves your well-being. Focus shapes the questions we ask ourselves. Why does this always happen to me? Directs attention toward deficiencies. What can I do differently next time directs it toward growth. What you focus on expands. Your beliefs function as your emotional operating system, running in the background, largely unexamined, yet determining how you process every experience. Consider the placebo effect. In some studies, placebos have proven up to 70% as effective as actual medications simply because patients believed they worked. Many people unconsciously hold disempowering beliefs. I'll be happy when I'm rich. I'll feel successful when I'm promoted. Emotionally resilient people consciously engineer their beliefs, making conditions for positive emotions easy, I'm happy because I'm alive, while making conditions for negative emotions difficult. Changing beliefs requires conscious opposition. When a limiting belief arises, I'm not good at public speaking, challenge it with contrary evidence. I effectively explained that concept to my team last week. Create an empowering replacement. I'm developing my communication skills with each presentation. Then take immediate action. This isn't about positive thinking. It's about questioning assumptions that limit your resilience. The belief, rejection means I'm inadequate, creates devastation. The belief, rejection is redirection toward better opportunities, creates curiosity. By consciously shaping your belief system, you're programming your emotional reactions before triggering events even occur. Notice the questions running through your mind when something goes wrong. Why does this always happen to me? What's wrong with me? These automatic questions are powerful directors of thought, containing hidden assumptions your brain accepts without examination. The question, "Why does my boss never respect me?" presupposes disrespect, directing your mind to find supporting evidence while filtering out contrary information. Our minds are question-answering machines that don't question the questions themselves. Emotionally resilient people deliberately craft questions leading to productive thinking. Instead of, "Why can't I figure this out?" they ask, "What resources haven't I tapped into yet?" Questions with negative presuppositions create mental spirals reinforcing limiting beliefs. Questions with positive presuppositions direct mental energy toward solutions. When facing disappointment, notice your automatic questions. Examine their embedded presuppositions and create alternatives. "Why am I so bad at relationships?" becomes, "What patterns have I noticed that I could improve?" "Why doesn't anyone appreciate my work?" becomes, "How might I more effectively communicate my contributions?" These alternatives acknowledge challenges while directing mental energy towards solutions rather than rumination. In high school, I fought weekly after classmates mocked my nose until reading Dr. Ben Carson's autobiography. His story of nearly killing someone in rage before transforming revealed the ABC loop of emotional habits. The ABC sequence explains persistent patterns: antecedent, trigger, behavior, action, and consequence, result reinforcing the pattern. Teasing triggered embarrassment, leading me to attack, which released pressure but brought bruises and punishment. Despite negative consequences, temporary relief reinforced the cycle. Break patterns by intervening anywhere in this loop. Change the antecedent by removing triggers, avoiding certain people, or restructuring your environment. Change behavior through physiology. Relax your fists, take deep breaths, lower your voice. These physical adjustments interrupt automatic sequences and create space for different choices. Consider consequences before acting. Does this move me toward or away from what I want? Most powerful is future pacing, mentally rehearsing different responses to familiar triggers. Studies found mental weightlifting increased muscle strength by 13.5% compared to 30% from physical training. Regular future pacing creates new neural pathways, making different responses accessible. The key is specificity and repetition. Detailed mental rehearsals imagining exactly what you'll see, hear, feel, and how you'll respond create neural templates guiding future behavior. The quality of your life depends on the quality of your emotional habits. 7 strategies transform emotional autopilot into conscious mastery. Acknowledging emotions and finding positive intentions, controlling physiology through posture, breathing, and facial expressions, directing focus toward empowering meanings, shaping beliefs, asking better questions, taking control of internal representations, and understanding the ABC loop with future pacing. Start with awareness. Notice your emotional patterns and triggers. When facing challenges, consciously adjust your posture and breathing. Direct focus toward what you can control. Question limiting beliefs. Modify how you represent experiences internally. Visualize responding differently next time. Emotional resilience isn't about perfection. It's about progress. Old patterns will reassert themselves. You'll react before remembering these tools. That's learning, not failure. Resilience means developing a flexible relationship with emotions, using them as information while preventing them from dictating actions. With practice, these strategies become automatic. The gap between stimulus and response widens, creating space for choice. The promise: not a life without challenges, but the capacity to meet them with wisdom and strength. The journey begins with a single choice: to take responsibility for your emotional life and commit to developing resilience habits.